Today we're going to discuss grape juice part two, because there are a couple of things that I didn't discuss last time. Last time we spoke about whether one can make kiddush on grape juice, but only took one particular angle. You see, it's not really a shaila. The Gemara says explicitly you can make kiddush on grape juice. The Gemara says you squeeze grapes, you don't wait for it to ferment, you don't wait for it to turn to wine, right away you can make kiddush. There's no doubt about that. The question is our grape juice ruined? For some reason, is our grape juice no longer viable for kiddush? So last time we discussed how pasteurization might be a factor in ruining the grape juice for kiddush. Today we're going to discuss how there are two other issues. There's there's making it from concentrate, the concentration of the grape juice, and there are the additives that are added to the grape juice. So first, most of what we're going to talk about is making it from concentrate. Even though I believe Kedem grape juice is not made from concentrate, it's advertised as 100% pure grape juice, and it is in fact 100% pure grape juice, although there may be a shtick that they get some more water into there, we'll discuss soon. What's the metzias? Typically, if you were going to make grape juice from concentrate, how would you do it? So the way they would do it is you evaporate the water from the juice, and it leaves a very concentrated form of the juice. That concentrated form of the juice, which Shlomo Zalman holds, is still a bari pri hagafen, and then when it's time to bottle the grape juice, they add a whole bunch of water to that concentrated form and put it back to, and hopefully the idea is that they add just the right amount of water, that it brings it back to what it was. Rav Shlomo Zalman argues that there's no reason to say that when you add all this water back to the grape juice, that it's going to have the status of wine. He thinks that that's a significant downgrade of the original grape juice, and therefore one would not recite a bar pri hagafen on grape juice that is made from concentrate. The tzad lahakel, there are a couple of tzadim. Rav Shlomo Zalman also goes on to say that the only reason we say a bracha bar pri hagafen in general is because of the ability for it to turn into wine, but only that which comes from the grape has the status of wine based on that ability. But if you just reconstitute your own grape drink at a later stage, that's not something that's not viewed as the initial product of the grape. Nevertheless, the argument could certainly be made that if practically it tastes and looks exactly like the grape, like the juice you would have squeezed from the grape, it's just that it went through this process to bring it back to this point, that maybe that would not be called a downgrade, and that would still be considered a bar pri hagafen. The determining in general, whenever you're and Rav Shlomo Zalman points this out himself, that in general, whenever you're determining what bracha to make on a product that involves a mixture, you always go with the more important ingredients. So it could be that, yeah, majority of the grape juice and concentrate is water, and a minority is the original concentrate, but the original concentrate is the ikker. So even if it's not the majority, but that's the ikker, it's the more important ingredient, so the tzad lahakel would be that you could say bar pri hagafen on that. What about a bracha achrona? So Rav Shlomo Zalman points out that even if you're going to say bar pri hagafen on grape juice from concentrate, you're still going to have a problem with the bracha achrona. Why are you going to have a problem with the bracha achrona? Because he says the sheer revias for bracha achrona cannot include the water that you added. The sheer revias has to only include the actual grape juice product, which is the concentrated form of it, and the you have to drink a shir revius in the amount of time that it takes to drink a revius in order to get a bracha achrona. You know, Mishra Brura in Simen Reish Ches, if Katan Mem Ches, says that you don't count non-flour components of cake to the shir kezayis in order to say an alamichya. Not everyone agrees to that, it's not a davar pashut, but if you accept that, then you wouldn't count the non-grape juice components of grape juice from concentrate to the shir revius when it comes to a bracha achrona. So that poses its own problems. So grape juice from concentrate is difficult in terms of hilchos brachos. It's not so pashut you say a bar pri hagafen, and it's certainly not so pashut that you could say a bracha achrona on it. What about saying kiddush on it? So Shlomo Zalman says one should not recite kiddush on it. Shlomo Zalman says that, you know, there are rishonim that even yayin mevushel is not good for kiddush. So okay, so we paskin that it is okay for kiddush, like we discussed last time. But he says even those that are makel with yayin mevushel, grape juice from concentrate is absolutely no good, because the yayin mevushel is only okay because cooking the wine enhances the wine. That's what the Rush writes in the sixth paragraph of Basra. There's no way that making a juice from concentrate enhances the juice. When you have two types of, we know we don't drink that much grape juice, right? But you drink orange juice. When you you have two types of orange juice. There's the orange juice from concentrate and the orange juice that's not from concentrate. There's a reason the one that's not from concentrate has like a 90% market share of the orange juice market. It's much, much better when it's not from concentrate. So Shlomo Zalman argues that when one makes grape juice from concentrate, it's a downgrade to the point that there's no way one could use it for Kiddush. Now, one could respond that it's not so clear that's true of grape juice. That grape juice, many people couldn't tell the difference if the grape juice is from concentrate or not. Maybe the difference is so subtle that it wouldn't affect anything. In fact, most poskim do believe that concentrated foods do regain their original status. When it comes to other foods, the Chazon Ish in Yeridei, when he talks about Chalav Akum, talks about powdered milk, and when you bring it back to its milk status, so he considers it to be absolutely milk. Again, that's a whole other discussion when it comes to powdered milk and Chalav Akum, but at least the same notion of taking a concentrated form and bringing it back. Rav Belsky, as quoted by Rabbi Jaktris, saying that the minhag in America is absolutely to always consider grape juice from concentrate to be acceptable for Kiddush. And even Rosh Hashanah Zalman, in the beginning of his tshuva on the topic, says that, yeah, really the minhag has always been that people do accept it for Kiddush. Rav Belsky says that when Rav Yashiv was told that Rosh Hashanah Zalman was machmir on this issue, he said there's a Beferish Gemara against Rosh Hashanah Zalman. He didn't say what the Beferish Gemara is. It's not so clear which Gemara he was referring to. It's Gemara Menachos and Daf Nun Dalid. Rabbi Jaktor suggests he might have been referring to, but it's not clear what the Gemara is. What are the rayas that it might be good? So Rav Gedalia Felder in Yesod Yeshurun, Chelek Gimel, points out that grape juice from concentrate he thinks is good based on Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and it's explained by Tosfos. The Gemara talks about importing coagulated wine, and Tosfos explains that they would drink it when they reconstitute it. So clearly they were talking about using it for Kol Shel Bracha, and yet it's perfectly fine. Additionally, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Ayin Zayin, Tosfos explains, also talks about wine that has been dehydrated and then reconstituted, and also assumes that it's perfectly okay. So that's in terms of from concentrate. Now, in what some people do, and this was also an interesting shaila, I got an email from Rabbi Reuven Mendelowitz, a friend of mine who lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he told me that what some people do in Eretz Yisrael is they squeeze grapes and then right away they freeze it. And that way, you know, there's no sulfites added, there's no bishul, they just like package it on and they immediately freeze it as soon as they squeeze the grapes. So he was told that Rav Yashiv was not convinced that that's okay, because when you defrost it, what happens if you defrost a grape juice? When you defrost it, first the grape concentrate will defrost, and then you'll be left with a block of white ice, which is all water, and when that ultimately melts, that will be like you're concentrating the grape juice. So if you're trying to avoid the problem of grape juice from concentrate, you haven't really avoided the problem. Now, he's assuming that Rav Yashiv was machmer on this issue. Rabbi Belsky thought Rav Yashiv was mekel on the issue of concentrate, so I'm not sure how to stim those two things. But if you are concerned about concentrate, he thinks it doesn't help. One could argue that if you are concerned about grape juice from concentrate, the primary concern is that you may not get the right ratio, that you may be adding too much water in order for it to be still grape juice. In which case, over here where you froze it and just let it defrost, that's not really, you don't really have a concern that you're not getting the right ratio. It's all the original product. You're not adding any outside water into it. He also told me that he heard, and I haven't confirmed this yet, but that he heard that Kedem, what they do, they advertise it's 100% grape juice. So how do they, but what they do, the shtick that they do in order to get more water into the grape juice without adding any water, is that they'll soak the grapes for days or weeks in advance, so that when they ultimately squeeze the grapes, there's actually 30% more water. L'chora, it works. L'chora, there's no problem with that. I mean, it's no different than washing the grapes and then squeezing the grapes. You're not adding water into the grape juice, but that's at least so one could discuss whether in fact it does work or not. Rabbi Heinemann holds that grape juice from concentrate is fine as long as you get the right ratio. You can't add more than 6 times water to the concentrate. It's assuming that the meziga has to be just right. Now, the idea of many of the poskim who don't like adding the concentrate is because our grape juice We don't know the exact ratios because nowadays our wines don't require dilution. It used to be in the times of the Gemara, for whatever reason, they had to dilute the wine to make it edible. So maybe the numbers of what it would take for it to still have the status of wine or grape juice may not be the same. Now, one final issue, there is an additional discussion if you add sulfites to the grape juice, which many of the companies do, in order to keep it as grape juice, in order to avoid it from prevent it from turning into wine. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was makil on that issue, on adding the sulfites. Someone showed me that they heard from Rav Moshe Sternbach Shlita, that Eliezer Feder told him to send me an email from one of his rabbis, Rabbi Pilate, Rabbi Pilate, who said that he heard from Rav Moshe Sternbach that that at least for Friday night Kiddush D'Oraisa, you should add 1/3 wine to give it the status of wine, the Kulei Alma, and not rely on grape juice. Nevertheless, what's the svar to be makil? Rav Yashav, I heard, is makil on the sulfites. What's the svar to be makil? It's because what we said last time, that you could still turn it into wine. The sulfites will make it more difficult for it to be turned into wine. But we quoted last time from the Herzog family that it could still be turned into wine. It just takes a little bit more time. So as long as it has the ability to turn into wine, so that's why most poskim are makil, even though there may be sulfites added. So if you were to go to Eretz Yisrael and you were to ask a number of Haredi Jews what they do about grape juice if they don't like wine. So there are a whole bunch of like side companies that have different things. One has, they have the grape juice that is mevushel, but it doesn't have the sulfites. The other one has, yes, the sulfites, but it's not mevushel. The other one has, it's not from concentrate because they freeze it. So everyone has their own little shtick. So depending exactly which shita you want to hold, like where you can observe all of these chumras. In America, I think the minig is that everyone drinks kedem. Welch's is good too, I guess. But whatever, you know, whatever the brand is, that I think that's the minig in America. Okay.